Blog Talk Radio.
Being where God has brought you from. You don't really understand it. You don't know your story.
You don't know my story. You don't know my story. You don't know the things that I come through. You cannot imagine, not imagine.
Oh, how wide is my soul?
of the world. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but God have always loved us. And I'm going to go ahead and make it plural. God have always loved us. He's always given to us. Even before we knew it, he had already forgiven us of sin because he knew that we were going to sin. That's why he had to deliver us from the power of darkness unto the marvelous light. See, all this stuff was done. And then God sit down. He sit down. He made all this stuff for his son. A lot of people don't know that. But everything was made for Christ and for his faith. And then he said, okay, son, you taking over this stuff now. I'm going to sit back and wait till all of it is manifest. Everything had already been put in place. Then that God put a couple of roads there for us to make a decision which way we want to go. And if any man will come after me and deny himself, the very first thing you got to do, brother and sister, is seek you the kingdom of God. But that kingdom is talking about eternal life. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am the servant of Christ Jesus, apostle, called for the body of Christ in such a time as this. We're going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she'll give us a word of prayer. And while you're praying, Pastor, I'd like for you to include that family in New York, the many, many families in New York that died. Also, those down in Philadelphia, they was in a bad fire, too. And also, if you will, include Evangelist Sharon. She's not at her 100%. And Sister Evangelist Chief, who's worshiping through the internet, she asked that we continue to lift her up as well. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that lecture. Amen. And we thanking God for his word and song as well. Amen. Praise God. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9. Excuse me. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Amen, amen. And I'd like to start off with our prayer coming from our prayer book. It says, in Christ I am anointed and a powerful person of God. I am a joint heir with Jesus and more than a conqueror. I am a doer of the word of God and a channel for his blessings. If God be for us, who can be against us? We are blessed coming in and blessed going out. His protection and provision. God is our refuge, our fortress. We are not afraid, neither of the follower. No evil shall befall me, and no plague shall come nigh us. God has given his angels charge over us, and they are bearing us up in their hands, lest thy foot against a stone. And that was Psalms, part of Psalms 91. So that part right there lets us know that he's with us always, his word. He's always with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. The Heavenly Father, as we come before you this afternoon, Father God, we just want to thank you for this broadcast, thanking you for the word, thanking you for our pastor, and Father God, those that are listening by internet. And Father God, we bring those families to you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Comfort their hearts, Father God, the families in New York and in Philadelphia. We ask that you will be with them, Father God. We know you know all things. You know the needs of your people. So Father God, bless them right now in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, we ask that you will be with Sister T and her baby as well, Father God. Continue to strengthen her, guide her, direct her also, Father God, as she listens by internet. And, Lord, we ask that you will be with Evangelist Sharon today, Father God. You know all things, and we're just praying for healing right now. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just plead in the blood of Jesus on each and every one that participate, those that are listening by internet, those that have called in. You know the needs of your people. And Father God, you said you will supply our every need. So, Father God, we're standing on your word today. We bind it up anything and everything that may try to come up against our pastor, the listeners, and those that participate, and myself. We're just praying for your word, Father God, to be engrafted in our heart as we study the word together, as our teacher teaches this mighty word. Continue to use our pastor in a mighty way. And Father God, we just thanking you for your word, because we know your word is powerful and your word is faithful and your word is true. And help us to stand on your promises and be with anyone else, Father God, that may be going through something. Help them, Father God. You said you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Be with those who are bereaved. Comfort their hearts, Father God. Be with all those that are sick and shut in. Your word tells us by your stripes we are healed. So we thanking you for all things, Father God. Now open up our hearts and minds to this word today, Father God. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Dale, for that beautiful prayer. Brothers and sisters, we got lots to cover this week. And one of the things that we want to make sure we cover is, and we're going to keep the same foundational scripture, and we're going to add some that's going to support it, and that would be 1 Timothy 6:12. It's talking about fighting a good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. That's our job, to grab eternal life now.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we've been called to do, brothers and sisters. That's what we've been called to do. I'm going to say that over and over. You're going to hear a lot of that this week. You've been called. That's what you've been called for. You haven't been called to be a fashion model. You've been called for eternal life. And we need to get eternally red, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, brothers and sisters, God's eternal reign this week probably going to be about versing earthly temporary existence. See, when you see this thing with the mind of Christ, remember now we got the mind of Christ. So if you're speaking those things above what Christ said, well, you're going to think like Christ. You're going to act like Christ because you're part of his body, okay? Seeing time and space from God's high and holy perspective is what we need to do. And that's why he gave us the mind of Christ so we can see it like that, okay? A lot of people don't realize the kingdom of God, and I've got to say this, because you're not going to understand this stuff unless you really get tuned in, brothers and sisters. The kingdom of God is not controlled by man.
And
we've been taught that. We've been taught the church is controlled by man. That would be a lie. Man ain't controlling jack here. When you think, when you got the mind of Christ, that's just a theological viewpoint. And some, maybe some Christians that have earthly respect for a building, but listen, brothers and sisters, God's kingdom is not meat nor drink, but it's righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost came from eternity, and it takes us back to eternity. The only one that knows the way to get back there is not your pastor, not your bishop. It's the Holy Ghost. The only one know how to get you back there. You can't GPS this, okay? Just want to be clear. The only way you can get back that way is through the Word of God, through the Holy Spirit. So we're going to talk about what Jesus said that his kingdom is, okay? Matter of fact, we'll do part of that right now, because over there in, I'm going to have two scriptures. In John 18:36, I want to get rid of some of this preliminary so we can get to the meat of what we're going to talk about this week. Amen. In John, John 18:36, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. Hallelujah.
Amen. Then the Message Bible. My kingdom, said Jesus, doesn't consist of what you see around you. If it did, my followers would fight so that I wouldn't be handed over to the Jews. But I'm not that kind of king, not the world's king of kings. Amen.
So be clear with that, brothers and sisters, that God's government, Christ's government, is not of this world. Never have been and never will be. His kingdom is about eternal life. So we want to read John. We want to read John 17:6-9. John 17:6-9. And I want to build my case why it's so important that we get eternally ready. Because Christ's kingdom is not about this world, man. And if you is of the world, then you're not of his world. So you got to go ahead and make that decision In John 17, did I say John 17? Yeah, John 17, and we're going to read 6 through 9, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It says, I have manifest thy name unto men, which thou givest me out of the world. Underline that, out of the world. So you can't be in the world and be of the world, because Christ is talking about those that he's given him out of the world, okay? He says, that thy word thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word. Underline, kept thy word. Now, they have not known that all these things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. They don't know. For I have given unto them that the words which thou givest me, and thou have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them, and I pray not for the world. Oh, wow. Y'all may want to underline that. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are mine.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, I spell out your character in detail to the men and women you gave me. They were yours in the first place. Then you gave them to me. And they have now done what you said. They know now beyond the shadow of a doubt that everything you gave me in first hand from you. Let me read that again. That everything you gave me is first hand from you. For the message you gave me, I gave them. And they took it and were convinced that I came from you. They believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the God-rejecting world, but for those you gave me, for they are yours by right. Amen.
Because see, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form, the Bible says. And it was void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, God's Spirit himself, was hovering over the face of the water. It was just all water. You got to see this. So, when you think about time versus eternity, brothers and sisters, earthly time and the existence is just a little more than a space. Let me kind of show you what I'm talking about. It's nothing. It's nothing, brothers and sisters. When you think about what the little time here is so small, it's so minute. It's like... It's like an ounce. I mean, I'm just trying to think of the right word to say when you think about eternal life versus this little life we in, that we killing folks about and being crazy about and all of this. It's nothing. Trying to get this and trying to get that. Don't you know you can't take none of this stuff to eternity with you? So that's why it's very important, brothers and sisters, to understand the difference between eternal life and this little time here on earth. It means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much, it means nothing. Because it's just such a little small place. It's just like a shadow of something. When I really think about it, brothers and sisters, it's just like having one crumb off of a whole factory of bread. One crumb off of a whole factory of bread. And that's not really giving it justice. This your time here. I told you all yesterday, 1,000 years is as but one day. We're not talking years. We're not talking about time. We're talking about eternity, brothers and sisters. And you have to see it through Christ's eyes. It ain't even a scratch. But I just want you to get some kind of visual. If you was out in a big pool, Olympic-sized pool, to see one little splash go out of the pool, it's nothing to compare to what's in the pool.
All right.
I really want you to see this from an eternal perspective. Over in Colossians 1:15-18, I know I'm going to let you go there, so I'm going to go there. Colossians, I wanted to read it earlier. In Colossians 1:15, it says, it's Colossians 1:15-18. Okay, it reads that. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in the heavens and invisible and in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominion, principalities or power, all things are created by him and for him. And he has become all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the first head, he is the head of the body, the church. Underline that. He is the head of the body, the church. You can't have another head, brothers and sisters. Who is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead. That way, everything, well, I'll let you go ahead and read it, Pat.
Amen. In the Message Bible, we look at this sun and see the God who cannot be seen. We look at this sun and see God's original purpose in everything created, for everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels. Everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. He was there before any of it came into existence and holds it all together right up to this moment. And when it comes to the church, he organizes and holds it together like a head does a body. He was supreme in the beginning, and in the resurrection parade, he is supreme in the end. Amen.
That is really powerful, brother and sister. We need to honor God. We need to respect him for what he is, for who he is. And in that, you'll see that God, take it here, this is my son. If you were to see me, this is what you would see. But it's not about what you would see as much as you understand that the invisible God sent Christ to be the firstborn of all creation. So he had to bring it to fruition. And when he did that, it would take me to go through the entire lineage of Christ to show you how God was able to get in this earth and the promises that he made. But just remember this, brothers and sisters. All things are being held together by Christ, okay? That's what's really important. Matter of fact, Christ is created all things in heaven and in earth, visible, invisible, whether they are kings or lords. It doesn't matter, rulers or kings. All this was created, the Bible says, for him and by him and through him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All this, if we have existence, is because of what God did in the man Christ Jesus. So
that's
those are the foundational scriptures that's going to go along with what we're talking about as far as getting eternally read. God getting you born again. See, once you get born again, then you get in Christ fast. You ain't been born again because you say you've been born again.
All right.
Where's your documentation? Oh,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know I was supposed to have to. Yes, you need to show that, hey, I've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. One other thing I want to tell you, brothers, with the call that's on your life is for eternity. We're going to spend another 5 minutes just sharing this with you. Because over in 1 Peter 3 and 9, in 1 Peter 3 and 9, I want you to read that if you will. In 1 Peter 3 and 9, it says, not rendering evil or railing for railing, but counterwise blessing known that ye are heirs to call, that ye should inherit a blessing. But that's not the scripture I wanted to really read, but I had brought it up and that phone rang, so I kind of like got off track there for a minute. So please forgive me for that and let me read the scripture here. It's about Okay. Here's these two scriptures I found. It was 1 Peter 5 and 10. And I want you to read different passages from the Messenger Bible as well. 1 Peter 5 and 10 says, but the God of all grace, who have called us unto this eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible, you're not the only one plunged into these hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith. The suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before this generous God, who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are, will have you put together and on your feet for good. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, we are called a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should go forth the praises of them who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible, but you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instrument to do his work and speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference He made for you. From nothing to something. From rejected to accepted. Amen.
So know that the call on your life is to do the will of your Father, to tell other people what God did for you, what he brought you from. That's going back to that song I played. You know, you see the glory, but you don't know the story. That's the song. A lot of people see the glory, but they don't know your story. But if you really think about it, brothers and sisters, this is about our eternal life. And somebody has to do this. And yes, God has placed it on you. You're around people. I don't know. You may be at the thrift store. You may be at the place where you get your car fixed. I don't know. But God put people around you for you to share the word of God. That evangelist Renee was talking about yesterday. She had to get her little 2 cents in. She had to. But after that, that sister said, look here, I'm riding around in my wheel, in my, I think it was a wheel, or motorized chair. But anyway, she said, and I'm smiling and I'm telling people, hello, bless the Lord, all this good stuff. And folks, you know, she's striking up a conversation, brother and sister. God put people across you for this reason. Now you have a more noble reason, and that is to share about your eternal life. Hey, I'm on my eternal journey. But this little stuff right here, this life right here, it ain't going to last that long. So you can wipe your smile off your face and get into this eternal road here, because that's something to smile about.
Amen.
Like I said with her yesterday, shared with you all yesterday, brothers and sisters, you have a perfect body. God bless evangelist sharing today. I know she's going through some things. But I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, God has given you a perfect mind.
Yeah.
There won't be no crying. There won't be no weeping. Okay? But anyway, I just, anybody have anything they want to share and can't wait till tomorrow? I mean, can't wait till Thursday. Go for it.
Amen. I just want to read that scripture, 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10 from God's Word. And it reads as follows. However, you are chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, people who belong to God. You were chosen to tell about the excellent qualities of God who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not God's people, but now you are. Once you were not shown mercy, but now you have been shown mercy. Amen.
Anyone else? Okay, well, we'll see you all on tomorrow.